Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great things you're doing for the community, that's for sure. This program is sponsored in part by the American Federation of Government Employees, Local 2028, and Teamsters Local 406. We appreciate their support very much. Joining me today, we've got J. David Cox with the American Federation of Government Employees. J. David, welcome back.
Thank you, Charles. Always great to be with you.
J. David is president of one of the fastest growing unions in the country today, the American Federation of Government Employees. Right now, our Republican friends are at a point where they're getting ready to shut the government down again. It costs money every time this happens. The work does not stop. I mean, people are forced to go to work with no pay. The work continues to pile up. The American taxpayer, the constituents, the people that we serve, or I used to serve, the people that you serve today, are burdened by not having those services. Does Congress stop getting a paycheck?
Charles, Congress does not have a plan at all at this point, and the Republicans don't have a plan. We're 48 hours from a government shutdown with no budget, no action, and they don't even have a vote scheduled for today.
Do they care whether or not the government shuts down, or is this just some kind of, well, you know, if the people can't find what they need done, too bad?
First off, they're so concerned about passing their tax cut bill, which is going to be an increased tax upon working men and women, but they're not focusing on keeping the government open. And this will be the first time in history when the same party controls all three entities of government, the president, the House, and the Senate, that they would shut the government down. I mean, this will be a black eye on Republicans had in their history.
What should we as constituents, as taxpayers, be doing to get Congress off the ball?
Well, part of it, Congress needs to do their job. They need to pass the appropriations for all of the different entities, fund the government, fund government services. Currently, they just want to fund the Department of Defense, and that's not for government workers. That's for the big contract workers and big defense contracts. And we're not opposed to having strong national defense, but you can't just fund one part of government, not fund all the other entities. We have to have safe borders. We have to have the VA. We have to have Social Security, clean air. We have to have the food inspected. We have to balance the whole here, and all of the government has to be funded, not just one entity that contractors can make billions of dollars off of. And that's what the Republicans are currently trying to do.
There you go. What's the best way to fight this?
Well, we need people on the telephone, particularly if you have a Republican member of Congress. You need to be on that telephone saying, look, you need to do your job. You need to fund this government. You need to keep it open and quit playing politics and quit playing chicken with running the government. It costs taxpayers $1.5 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars every day they shut the government down. It's the government's the only employer that like sends its employees home and says, hey, don't work, and requires a bunch of its employees to go to work and says, by the way, we're not going to pay you on payday.
Right.
tough situation.
It is. And, you know, quite frankly, I remember the last time this happened, we had congressmen behaving like children at U.S. Parks, National Park Services sites, and it was the local Park Service ranger that was the adult in the conversation. I mean,
that's for sure. And you and I both went through the 1995 shutdown.
Yep.
When they shut the government down over the holiday season. Here was government employees working every day but not getting paid on payday. They couldn't pay their mortgage. They couldn't buy food for their children. And the 2013 shutdown, it was, Senator Cruz caused all of that one. This is a time they need to do their job and fund the government, not do crazy things. And I was talking with Congressman Steny Hoyer earlier today. He says that at this point they have no game plan. They keep coming with how they want to fund one thing, defense contractors, but they don't want to fund anything else, and they want to cut away at Medicare, they want to cut away at Social Security, they want to cut away at federal employee retirement pay benefits and all government services. And obviously, we're glad that Leader Pelosi and Leader Schumer are standing firm and saying, we're not going to agree to that kind of stuff. We believe in good government.
There you go. J. David, I got to tell you, it never ceases to amaze me that the people that will continue to get a paycheck are so flipping easy about taking a paycheck off of somebody else. and Congress has got it. You can't take their pay. You can't stop paying them. They make the rules, and they made the rules to protect themselves. And, we see more and more things like the FCC. 83% of the public said, no, don't do that. Are we seeing more people all across the nation, because the AFGE is in every state in the country, are we seeing more and more people gearing up for the next elections? Are they registering to vote, and are they getting ready to do it?
Oh, they clearly are, Charles. I am seeing more and more people register to vote and going to vote. Look at the outcome that happened in Virginia yesterday with the recount. A new person in the Virginia legislature won by one vote. Just one vote. So I don't ever want to hear anybody say their vote don't make a difference or it doesn't count. One vote can decide elections over and over. But people are voting. They're voting in higher numbers than they've ever voted. And I think people are getting sick and tired of this Congress, the big do-nothing Congress, except the big giveaway to the richest of the richest and the big corporations of this country. Working people need a raise. They need wages to go up. They need health care. They need good jobs that pay a living wage, not service jobs that pay minimum wage, but good jobs that pay a living wage.
There you go. J. David, we've got about 2 minutes left. Anything else that we should be working on?
Well, clearly, we're always concerned about privatization of the VA. There's a big push on in Congress to expand what they call the choice program. I consider it's the no choice program. It's to try to push veterans out of the VA system, out where they get a voucher, but eventually that veteran will be out in the cold. Veterans want their health care at the VA. They deserve to have it at the VA. It's the best health care system in the country. Even the secretary of the VA, Dr. Shulkin, has recently talked about that and has wrote a book about it, but now I'm understanding that the president that appointed him to be secretary is pushing back. The administration, they don't like the idea that he says the VA is great health care. So wouldn't you think that the president would want to proclaim that his veterans were getting the best health care in the country and want to improve the system so they get even better health care?
Yeah, one would think, and I got to say, along with you, you've spent many years working in the VA hospital system, and thank you for that, J. David. I'm a veteran myself, and I've got a strong preference for the VA. When as many vets want the VA hospital system as there are out there today, don't play games with it, folks, because you're just really making a mess out of the situation. Fully fund it, fully man it, and give it the support that it needs to support our troops. And that I don't even know how to begin to have that conversation with those who want to privatize, because that's absolutely, positively the wrong thing to do.
It's completely wrong. These men and women loyally and faithfully serve this country. They have paid for their health care in full for the rest of their lives.
Right. And you know what, Jay David, it doesn't matter if they're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, veterans all across the spectrum, 85% or better, want the VA hospital. Why are we even having this discussion? I don't know.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Charles.
Jay David,
100%.
Jay David, very quickly, some of our union brothers and sisters all across the United States are very worried about Janus versus AFSCME. AFGE is quote-unquote an open shop. Everybody is a volunteer member, voluntarily pays their dues. What do we tell? What do we say to our brothers and sisters about that? There's a lot of hope anyway, isn't there?
Yes, there's hope, and I talk with Lee Saunders frequently, president of AFSCME, and AFSCME has been working extremely hard getting all of their service fee members converted to members. AFSCME does a great job representing people. People want to be union members. They want to have a union that's going to work for them, fight for them in the workplace. So while this Janus case is a bad, bad case, and I believe the Supreme Court will make a very, very bad decision, still yet people want a union, and people are going to join a union because a union fights for them every day. It's the only thing that working people have going in their favor is being a member of a union.
Yeah, absolutely. In the days before you and I, unions didn't have protections. It was all voluntary. And quite frankly, we got a lot done then. We can still get even more done today.
You've got it, Charles. That's for sure.
Jay David, we've got to get going. We appreciate it. How do we find out more about AFGE?
Oh, please check us out on the web at afge.org. And I hope all of the listeners have a very, very happy holiday season, Charles, and you too.
Thank you, Jay David, you too, and everybody at AFGE. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.